$60 billion coders, banned chips at double price, and the dot-com echo. AI-related stocks are being sold off aggressively, with investors questioning whether infrastructure spending translates into proportionate revenue. At the same time, SoftBank's Masayoshi Son is calling that skepticism blasphemy and targeting $6.2 trillion in AI investment. The gap between Wall Street caution and tech executive maximalism is wider than at almost any point since 2000, and serious analysts are now openly drawing the dot-com parallel rather than dismissing it. The parallel has a specific shape. The 2000 bubble was characterized by massive infrastructure build-out, fiber optic cable, server farms, that was economically real but ahead of demand by several years. The companies that built the infrastructure mostly went bankrupt. The infrastructure itself enabled the next generation of profitable businesses. The question for AI investors is whether they are the fiber optic cable companies or the companies that eventually use the cable. NVIDIA, as the dominant infrastructure provider, draws a direct parallel to Cisco in 2000. Qualcomm is reportedly in talks to design custom chips for ByteDance, TikTok's parent company. A deal that sits directly in the center of ongoing U.S. national security concerns about Chinese technology access and export control frameworks. Commerce Secretary Lutnick separately warned executives about possible curbs on Chinese robot imports, signaling the administration sees robotics as the next front in the technology decoupling effort. Meanwhile, NVIDIA's banned DGX B300 servers are selling for approximately $1.1 million on China's underground market, roughly double U.S. retail price, a premium that directly measures how much Chinese AI developers need hardware they cannot access through legitimate channels. Cursor, the AI-assisted coding tool, is now valued at $60 billion. Its CEO built the team largely through Discord rather than conventional recruiting pipelines. A detail that reflects how the developer tools economy is evolving outside traditional institutional channels. The valuation represents a bet that AI coding tools will capture a significant share of software development productivity, and the question of what happens to software developer employment as those tools mature is one the industry is only beginning to address honestly. Amazon's posture toward the AI ecosystem captures the broader competitive dynamic precisely. The company is advertising on ChatGPT as a distribution channel while simultaneously blocking OpenAI's data crawlers from indexing Amazon's web content, engaging where it benefits, blocking where it does not. OpenAI, meanwhile, is testing GPT Bidi-1, a bidirectional voice model capable of handling interruptions and switching tasks mid-sentence. Real-time, interruptible voice AI is a materially different product from turn-based voice assistants, and the company that deploys it well first gains a significant lock-in advantage.